When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
In the morning.
So, I understand that you were, wiped out on crystal meth yesterday?
You know, I thought I had pink eye. And pink eye is something that is very contagious. So I had to go to the doctor, and she told me I don't have pink eye. I have a sty in the eye.
Oh, yeah.
Which is actually turned around backwards, which is good. So you don't have to see the seepage. Enjoy the Cheerios.
Nothing like a little eye seepage. Oh, you drain this morning.
I'm draining.
Will you drain?
So, yeah, I feel a lot better. It was basically just warm compresses. I thought I was going to have to go on, you know, antibiotics and all that stuff. I'm glad I don't, because it's just warm compresses until it, you know, it goes away. So,
There are hundreds of ways to treat cramps.
Thank God I don't have that issue anymore. That was a big excuse of mine for about, you know, 40 years.
Cramps?
Cramps. I got cramps.
We aren't going to say ovulate this morning, are we?
No, we will not be talking about ovulation or transvaginal, whatever the Republicans like to throw out there. Just the word transvaginal.
Oh, transvaginal ultrasounds.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
So, yesterday, the
big
workers
day.
from Sensata came up to Madison.
Yes.
Some of the workers came up. They, of course, are losing their jobs because Bain Capital is moving the plant in Freeport, Illinois, to China.
Yes.
Okay.
I listened to your program yesterday. It was really cool to hear you without me for
well,
a minute.
It's never the same.
Aw.
Dylan just did an awful job yesterday.
Wasn't Dylan on. It was the Lindsay Adjavor that I heard.
No, the first part of the show is Dylan, and he just messed everything up. He's fired.
He is not.
I'm just teasing. He did a good job. It's just funny to see those smug glasses over
going
the top
up and
of
down
that.
And yeah, up and yeah, down and right. up and down.
Anyway, so we took a little trip to Fitchburg yesterday, the Republican Victory Center, which is where Romney and Ryan appeared together back in April.
Oh, yes.
All right. So they were going to deliver this petition because Romney keeps claiming he hasn't heard from these workers, even though he's clearly heard from these workers. They've been telling him all it's going to take is one phone call from him to the Bain Capital people, and this will stop.
Right.
And Mitt Romney still profits from Bain Capital. So they do highly technical work. This is not just a assembly line. And of course, it doesn't matter. But the bottom line is it's a profitable plant. But China built the Sensata, a new factory.
Oh, of course.
Well, yesterday, one of the workers described and how they had to train some of their replacements. The Chinese came to Freeport.
Right.
And when the Chinese came to Freeport, Sensata lowered the American flag in front of the plant out of deference to the Chinese.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine? How insulting.
No.
How un-American. How disgusting.
I cannot imagine.
Yeah. See, these are things Republicans don't talk about. They like to proclaim to be the most patriotic people in the world.
Absolutely,
but
they
they're
do.
They're not.
Right. It's a big facade in a lot of the cases.
It is a big facade. Okay. So we go over to the Republican headquarters on Cahill, Maine, in F-Town. And then the Sensata workers show up. They go to deliver the petition. And the Romney people lock the door at the Republican headquarters. Yeah.
That is outrageous.
They lock the door. And the Walker Stalkers were there. Walker Stalker 5 brought his bullhorn.
Of course he did.
We have the Chinese flags. I don't even take the Chinese flags out of my car anymore.
I keep
the Chinese flags in the Roadmaster wagon. That is
and
now
they're huge. They're not little ones. They're great, big, gigantic Chinese flags.
We
you
unfurl
can't miss
them. Unfurl the Chinese flags. And these workers from Freeport were like, wow, you people are hardcore. It's like, we don't mess around.
Right.
So.
Which is what I love about this place.
We're pounding on the windows, pounding on the door. And they're hiding. They close the shades. They lock the door.
Unbelievable. What?
Well, the place isn't all that busy anyway. Can I just say the Republican headquarters in Dane County is not the busiest place in the world, and it's sort of incognito as it is. And I noticed I was looking, I could sort of look through the front door. There's lots of extra Mark Newman and Eric Covey yard signs that no one's picked up.
Just like, hanging around.
You know, those signs are sitting here in Dane County. Why don't you just ship those east to Waukesha County? Because no one's going to come pick those up.
No, they're going to sit right there all the way through this day.
So the police show up.
Of course.
As I expected. But they leave us alone, and we're on private property at this point, right? And everyone's looking out the window at the Great Dane. And so the Fitchburg police, being pretty crafty, work out a solution with the Sensata workers.
Wow.
Yeah. The officer shows up, he talks with them a little bit. He takes the petition with the names. I don't know if it was the Republicans that called them, but they let him in.
Yeah.
He took the petition in, and we went home.
Wow.
So I want to thank
that
the Fitchburg police.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. It's not like they're not a busy group of people right now as well. I mean,
well,
they've got
a terrible stabbing yesterday.
Right. So, a lot going on.
So anyway, it was great. It worked out just perfect.
God bless him. God bless you guys.
Well, I just got to thinking about this, and I talked with these workers yesterday. Some of these people have been there 30 years. And one woman said to me, she goes, you know, in some ways, our jobs were lost twice, because when Honeywell spun the company off to Sensata, they spun other jobs off to China. At one time, Honeywell employed 5,000 people in the Freeport area. And Freeport's only Freeport was 30,000. It's down to 22,000.
Incredible.
But 5,000 people used to work there.
It's a small city. It's a small little town.
Yeah. Now, don't tell me there weren't people from Wisconsin that lost their jobs, because it's on the state line. You know, it's not far at all from, you know, people in Greene and Rock County worked in that plant as well. So Wisconsinites lost their jobs over the years. This is like the last 100-some jobs. This is it.
Incredible.
These are good jobs. These are good jobs. These are people that are no longer going to be able to go to Outback on Friday night. They're not going to be able to go to the supper club. They're not going to be able to go to the hairstylist. This is how communities die.
Yes. We need to be feeding the economy.
And when I see Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney, he's like, where are the jobs? They went to China.
Yes. Thus, the Chinese flags driving around in your Roadmaster.
And people act like a president can snap his fingers on and off and jobs are created. Our whole economy is such a huge force. And when people kind of look at me with those RCA Victor dog face kind of going, I got critical mass. Years of mergers, years of deregulation, years of jobs going overseas has made our economy much weaker and much more susceptible to not pulling out of recoveries, because we don't produce things. Our economic engine isn't what it used to be. And the whole Romney remedy, we just need to deregulate more. Really? Really? Is that how's that working? Like, we haven't been doing any deregulating over the last 30 years. Exact wrong remedy. So Paul Ryan trots out free trade at the Iowa County Fair yesterday.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
And by the way, he was absolutely awful at the Iowa County Fair.
And he was shaken by that heckler. I don't care what anybody says. He was visibly shaken.
Well, he just, you know, he's never been tested. He has just never, ever been tested. Anyway, thank you to the Walker Stalkers. Thank you to the people from Sensata. You cowards in the Romney headquarters. You can't even face the workers.
color me surprised.
Because that goes against their little narrative. Hey, the job creators. Really? Is Bane a job creator? Little fascists hiding behind their curtains.
With their little elephants all over their little white pantsuits.
Couldn't even take a petition from people whose jobs are going to China.
And thank you, Fitchburg Police Department.
Yeah, they resolved the situation quite. And the officer looked quite interesting in the petition. He was reading it again.
So he was taking it all in.
Absolutely, he was taking it all in.
Right on.
I'm not saying he was on our side. I'm just saying he resolved it. I take it this way: we won.
Great.
Because the petition got delivered.
I can't believe they locked their door, Sly. That is just crazy. Pulling the drapes down.
That may have had something to do with me being there.
Amen to that, brother. Amen to that.
I don't think they like me.
Well.
I don't care. Payback is eternal. You know what I thought about, though? Is what would they even say to these people? Well, Mitt's not technically running Bane Capital. Really? The wheels and the movement that he set into motion didn't have anything to do with how this all works now? The word pioneer stick into your head? Do you wonder how these people rationalize to themselves? They knew who was out there. I'm sure they heard it. They know who was out there. I mean, how do you reconcile that? How do you reconcile that with, I'm sure they count themselves as very patriotic Americans. As they're hiding in that headquarters on Cahill, Maine, how do they reconcile that they can't even look those people in the eye? I always wonder what people are thinking when they're hiding. We used to have kind of this pestering door-to-door salesman that would come to our house when I was a little kid, and my mother would hide. Shh, let's be quiet. I don't want to buy anything for Mr. Joyce today. She'd make us hide.
That's awesome.
Well, as the Republican workers on Cahill, Maine hid yesterday and refused to face the people losing their jobs, the people that watched the American flag lowered in front of their factory as they have to train their replacement workers. China, by the way, is building a factory for Sensata. As they're hiding in their office, they lock the doors, they close the curtains yesterday, and they wouldn't even accept the petition. They wouldn't even say, we're sorry about you losing your jobs. They hid. I want you to speculate on what they were thinking to themselves. How do you rationalize that? How do you rationalize that, or what do you say to yourself to make it seem like it's justifiable? 321-1670, *123 on your U.S. cellular phone. How do you sit there and hide in suburban Madison? How do you sit there and hide when your neighbor's from no more than, 60 miles away? Sit in the middle of economic blight. People that worked hard all their life. I mean, that conversation, if you missed it yesterday, the conversation I had with a Sensata worker is just amazing to me. I talk about this stuff all the time. Rarely do I actually get to talk to someone whose job's literally going to China. And I asked them, I said, do you feel like you've been betrayed by your country? And he said, no. By the way, here's Paul Ryan yesterday in Iowa.
We also need to have free and fair trade so we can make more things in Iowa, make more things here, sell them overseas. 97% of the world's consumers are out of this country. We need to grow and make things in states like Wisconsin, Iowa, the Midwest. If we do that, we'll create jobs.
That's like me saying, you know, we all need to run a triathlon.
I'm sorry, that's hilarious.
Guess what Paul Ryan voted for? Permanent most favored trading status for China. This isn't some esoteric question. I want to know, how do you put yourself in those people's shoes that were hiding in that campaign center yesterday? What do they say when there's people outside their door whose jobs are going to China and Mitt Romney won't even pick up the phone and call Bain Capital? Can't put yourself in their shoes, huh? Dennis, you're on WTDY.
I'm thinking, they're thinking, when is my job going next? I am scum. I can't believe the SOB I'm campaigning for. I'm ashamed of myself. I'm watching this flag get lowered at this company in deference to the Chinese who are laughing their asses off at us. The stupidity of the American politician for selling this country out and selling that high technology to China. I'm thinking these people are just ashamed of themselves if they have any realization of what's going on. Otherwise, they're just ignorant and stupid people who are on the payroll. And they're probably wondering, how long is my job going to last with this Romney campaign?
Well, so, I think everybody worries about their job. Everybody worries about their job, but I think there are a lot of people that think they're impervious to this.
Well, the politicians do, which is unfair.
Well, Mitt Romney's one. Look, Mitt Romney's part of the elite. He'll never have to worry about that in his life, nor will his children.
And little Ryan there, he's trying to jump on the coattails. He's been, what, working in government all of his life? What, did he deliver pizzas or something, or what, dishwasher?
I think he worked as a ski patrol or something. And, of course, he waited on my table at Tortilla Coast.
Oh, there you go.
He was my waiter.
So he's a coattail insider in Washington. He's trying to get on the coattails of these elites.
He drinks $400 bottle of wine with lobbyists from the Heritage Foundation. And in the New York Times this morning, guess who he has strong ties to? Guess whose conferences he goes to?
The Alec conferences.
Well, close. Yes, Alec, but Koch brothers.
Oh, I can't wait till he starts getting a bald spot on the top of his head from the under-table activities that must be happening.
Oh, good Lord. Ron, you're in WTDY.
Yes, Ron, I honestly believe they look down at all the working men. They figure that it's our own fault. We didn't educate ourselves. We didn't do this. We didn't do that. You know, it's our fault, and they have no sympathy at all for us. They are the elites, and they're doing what they have to do to make money. And by God, making money is the most important thing in America. And I feel they have no sympathy. They don't have any empathy. They see you out there protesting, and they think, boy, you guys are just a bunch of rowdy troublemakers, and you're behind the times, and you just will never get it.
You know, Ron, I think you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, I know
you,
I have.
I think you hit the nail on the head. Well, yep. You know, then that kind of defies the bus tour that Mitt Romney's taking of every town counts. Because if that's the case, Dubuque, Freeport, Beloit, Janesville, Sterling, Rock Falls, town after town after town, these small to mid-sized towns in the Midwest have been just ripped apart by this stuff.
Oh, yeah, but you see, they don't care. They'll tell them whatever they want to hear just to get elected. Because, you know, they're probably, you know, it's cognitive dissonance. They actually will convince themselves while they're campaigning that they really do care, that they really are trying to help us all. But really, that's not what it is.
Ron gets an A-plus this morning. Susan, you're on WTDY.
Yeah, well, I guess if anybody has any doubt about the Republican idea for bringing jobs back, they're crazy, because that vote in Congress about taking away the tax break that they get from moving
jobs. The Bring Jobs Home Act, uh-huh.
Yeah, and only two Republicans voted against that. I mean, I guess that shows you really where our jobs are.
Or voted for it, yeah. It's true. And, you know, these terrible trade deals have something called trade adjustment assistance.
Sure.
That he was talking about, where you get retrained. The Republicans at least used to support that. It was like, we'll send your job overseas, but then we'll retrain you for another one.
Yeah.
Now they're even against the trade adjustment assistance. Peter, you're on WTDY.
Well, good morning, Sly. I've been listening to you this morning, and, you know, I'm not really sure why you were at the Republicans' place this last year or yesterday, when it was a Democrat president who was in office when these awful things started out.
Well,
it was a Democrat in office,
Peter?
Now.
Peter?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Why do you think I was out in front of Ron Kind's fundraiser a couple weeks ago?
Well, I understand that, but I don't understand why, you know, it's a Democratic president in office now who's for these fair trade agreements. You guys got politicians who you can't even get to back your
You're seeing things through a prism, and you just assume that I was there on behalf of Barack Obama. I wasn't.
Well,
I was there on behalf
that.
Of the fact that Bain is shipping jobs to China, Peter.